your dealer, we'll pay them directly. For free money-saving information, call now, 1-800-400-9056. Depending on the coverage you choose, if your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, onboard computer, suspension system, or anything else. You know your car will set you back with huge repair bills sooner or later. Act now and let Auto Assure pay them for you. For free information that could save you thousands, call 1-800-400-9056. 1-800-400-9056.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tuesday, a couple of things happen on Tuesday. One is Joe Hipperson comes in a little later, tell you what's out on CD and DVD. And then, of course, what we're about to do now, and that is the Wood Report. As in Hollywood stuff. And before I bring Tina in here, let me just a quick comment, because she's probably got this Justin Bieber ridiculous story about him going after some paparazzi person. If you don't think for a minute that that was set up, then sorry, I think you're wrong, and I think you don't know how this works. Here's a guy who looks like he's 9 years old. He needs something to make him look like a tough guy now, because he's 18, and he still got this I'm not shaving yet for 10 more years image. So they set it up so it looks like, yeah, he throws down on some photographers. So my take on it is BS. I'm calling him out on it. But here with all that other stuff, maybe including that, with the Wood Report, is Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do have that somewhere.
Sure you do.
I know that they're saying, you know, he's buddy-buddies with Mike Tyson, is it?
He's taking lessons, boxing lessons from Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wow. Right, and he also flew off to Norway today. He got on a plane and took off and said he was doing some secret concert.
Well, it's not secret now.
Yeah, I know.
Because he talked about it. He needs to learn what a secret is.
I don't see it on here.
Maybe the concert's sponsored by Secret, the deodorant people.
Oh, yeah.
The Secret concert series.
There you go.
But that's it. Is that the women's deodorant, Secret?
Secret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I use that.
Strong enough.
Powder Fresh?
I do. Powder Fresh. I use Secret Powder Fresh. That's what I use.
I think Joe Hepperson also admitted he uses
I love the smell of baby powder.
Yeah, I do too.
And chicks dig it. You've seen them all over me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Go
Singer
ahead.
Tim McGraw is going to give away 25 homes to wounded or needy service members.
Good for him.
That's one for each stop on his upcoming Brothers of the Sun tour with Kenny Chesney. McGraw says he was inspired by all of the veterans in his life, including his sister, his uncle, and his grandfather.
Isn't it a shame that a civilian has to do it?
What's Brothers of the Sun mean? Does that have some kind of meaning?
No, not that I know of.
Good conversation.
Yes, that.
William Hanley, a Broadway playwright and award-winning screenwriter, died at the age of 80 over the weekend. His works include Slow Dance on the Killing Ground and Mrs. Dalley Has a Lover.
Never heard of either one.
He won Emmys for the TV movies The Attic, The Hiding of Anne Frank, and Something About Amelia.
Never heard of any of those.
Authorities will perform an autopsy on boxing champion, I think it's Johnny Tapia. Today, the 45-year-old was found dead inside his home 2 days ago. Police have said there appears to be nothing suspicious about the death. He was a 45-year-old boxer, you'd think. Might be a little suspicious that suddenly he's dead.
Yeah, apparently he had a rough life.
His mother was killed in front of him. She was stabbed with a screwdriver, raped, and then towed behind a truck.
Whoa.
Man. And his dad was killed
as if one of those things wouldn't be.
No,
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, no, it was a rough story. Yeah.
8 years old. Elton John is out of the hospital. He spent 5 days there for a serious respiratory infection, and he's had to cancel several tour dates. Doctors have recommended complete rest and antibiotics performing for about a week.
And can I add something here?
Mm-hmm.
And I read this. I'm throwing it out. As Joe Hipperson said, I'm just throwing it out there because I did read it, and it seemed to be credible. Elton John, gay.
What?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yay.
Where'd you hear this?
No.
Oh, hopefully.
Just telling you. Watch the paper.
Actually,
I'm not buying
it. He's married to a guy.
Oh.
He's married to
what?
A guy? Well, there you go.
What?
Elvis Presley's original crypt will be auctioned off next month as part of a music icon auction by...
What do you mean? What does that mean, original crypt? What does that mean?
Well, he was in there apparently for what, 2 months?
The tomb is located inside the granite and marble mausoleum at the Forest Hill Cemetery in Memphis, Tennessee. He was interred there alongside...
You can't say interred. You cannot say turd. Cut out. Can you edit that out?
Yeah, I'll take turd out.
I wouldn't go by that.
Call it entombed.
It was entombed there alongside his mother Gladys after he died. 2 months later, they reburied both of them at the Graceland home. So the original crypt has remained empty ever since.
Who'd want that?
I don't know. Apparently a big Elvis fan will probably...
Laid in while...
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Warren Littlefield, he's the former president of entertainment at NBC, has written a behind-the-scenes book about his heydays at NBC that includes stories about Seinfeld, Cheers, ER, Mad About You, blah, blah, blah. Littlefield says they offered Jerry Seinfeld over $100 million to do one more season of Seinfeld.
Ooh. Wow. There's how much money there is in TV.
He turned it down. He said he needed more personal time. Terry Hatcher was considered for Helen Hunt's role.
There's nothing in my life personal that's worth enough. More than a
for
100
one year.
Million dollars.
Yeah, one more year.
You but know? You have wow. to think he maybe already had him $100 million.
Oh,
so.
Sure he does.
Here's other stories out of that book. ER, Anthony Edwards, had an incredible audition and it made them rethink how they wanted the entire show to go. Megan Mullally and Rosie O'Donnell both auditioned for the part of Elaine in Seinfeld.
Hmm. Oh! Rosie!
It would have been ruined.
Oh, it would have.
I would like to see Rosie playing the part of a corpse in ER, but I don't want to see her.
Deborah Messing was billed $225 for taking home a door as a souvenir from the set of Will and Grace, and Nicolette Sheridan auditioned for the role of Grace in skin-tight black leather pants.
Oh, she should have gotten it. Man. That name, don't you know in the beginning all her agents and PR people said, Deborah Messing.
Yeah.
Change your name to like Becky Messing.
Yeah, right.
American Idol winner Philip Phillips has had to postpone his kidney surgery due to a high fever from a sinus infection. Phillips has a serious congenital kidney condition that produces kidney stones so large they cannot pass. He's already had 8 surgeries on his right kidney.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, poor little
guy.
He
had to stop drinking his favorite drink, the screwdriver, the Philip screwdriver.
Go with that flathead. Former NBAer Dennis Rodman was cited for contempt in court today for raking up $808,000 in unpaid child support for his 9 and 10-year-old kids and an additional $51,000 in unpaid spousal support. He was placed on 3 years probation and ordered to perform 104 hours of community service as well as to now stay current with his payments.
Well, did he have $800,000 he has to make up?
I don't think they're going to make him pay that, no. He just has to now start paying.
Why not? If that's what he owes.
I don't know. It didn't say that he had to pay that.
Well, who wouldn't take the 3 years probation?
Yeah.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yeah, I mean, really. I don't have to pay the $800,000 plus 51. No, 3 years probation. I'll go with that.
Yep. Yeah. UFC ring girl Ariane Celeste was arrested Saturday morning on suspicion of domestic violence. The UFC says they are standing behind her and support her 100%.
I'd like to stand behind her.
Yeah, and in front of her.
Todd Bridges. He played Willis Jackson on Different Strokes, and his wife of 14 years have called it quits.
No.
And I thought that was going to work.
Yes.
This is his statement to People magazine. He said, they decided that disunion is in the best interest of their collective futures.
Disunion?
And they are mutually committed to the well-being of their son.
Todd Bridges, if you look at the other two, Bo and Jerry, he's different.
Yeah,
it's like he's not.
I think it's like in the eyes.
Yeah, his eyes are different. He's just he's the different Bridges.
Country
brother.
Singer Randy Travis is suing his ex-wife and former manager, calling her a scam artist who tried to cheat him out of his hard-earned cash and saying she tried to ruin his career by spreading personal details of his life around town. Meanwhile, his ex, Elizabeth, filed her own suit against Randy, claiming he breached their contract when he fired her in 2011.
Randy Travis looks like he's always very sad to me.
Yes,
he's a sad-looking guy, isn't he?
He is. Dario Franchitti and his wife, actress Ashley Judd, kept the Indy party going yesterday after Franchitti won his third Indy 500 race. The couple have been married since 2001. Celebrities attending the event included Martina McBride, who sang the national anthem, Gladys Knight, Rick Springfield, and Olivia Newton-John.
Ashley Judd is hot. She's so hot.
Looks like Lifetime has found its Richard Burton. Grant Bowler will play Richard Burton in Liz and Dick, opposite Lindsay Lohan. She'll be playing Elizabeth Taylor. Bowler is 18 years older than Lohan. Burton was 7 years older than Taylor. Other news about Lindsay. About 9 months ago, a court ordered her to pay $40,000. It was a bill from a tanning salon in Nevada, and she never did. So now the tanning salon is trying to get the case moved to California so that they can try and recoup some of their $40,000.
Some contractors are suing her, too. They're saying, we never got paid for that Lohan job.
Yeah.
I want a girl with a Lohan. Okay. Rihanna has a new boyfriend.
Oh, man.
She and her hip-hop singer Drake were spotted getting cozy over the weekend and have declared their affection for each other on Twitter.
Now, see, I don't see her with a hip-hop guy.
No.
No.
She doesn't fit.
Sex in the City's Cynthia Nixon married her longtime girlfriend Christine Marinani. Marinani. On Sunday in New York City, they began dating in 2004, announced their engagement in 2009. They have a 15-month-old baby, Max, whom Marinoni gave birth to last year.
They're both girls, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nixon is 46. She's also a mom to a 16-year-old girl and a 9-year-old son that she had with her ex-husband, Danny Moses, whom she was married to for 15 years.
Cynthia Nixon was married to a guy.
Mm-hmm. For 15
years. Well, she either switched or she never was hetero.
Right.
She just fought it. That happens.
Yeah. Although her girlfriend, wife, looks pretty manly.
Yeah. She's not cute. You know, she was the one in the Sex and the City crew that, first of all, Parker, horse face.
Yes.
And then that dark-haired one, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She was really cute.
The best one.
And then, of course, Kim Cattrall, hot. Oh, yeah. Smoking hot, nasty kind of hot.
I think she's kind of pretty.
I didn't get that Cynthia. Oh,
no.
Cynthia Nixon?
Mm-hmm.
No. Richard Nixon is cuter than
Mark Zuckerberg and his new bride Priscilla are celebrating their honeymoon in Rome.
Oh.
Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake were the guests of honor at an engagement party at the California home of Timberlake's longtime friend Estee Stanley over the weekend. In a recent interview, you'll get a kick out of this. Biel says her marriage to Justin won't change anything.
No.
Everything's going to stay the same.
Yeah,
it will.
Singer-musician Greg Allman, who is 64, is now engaged to a 24-year-old named Shannon Williams.
He's
the founding member of the Allman Brothers, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And he looks every bit of 64.
He looked bad 20 years ago.
Oh, this is going to be his 7th marriage. They met in January.
Wow.
Actress Keira Knightley is engaged to James Wrighton, the keyboardist and vocalist for British indie rock band Klaxons. That's the Bieber thing. We already talked about that. Charlize Theron.
Well, go over it again, though.
It's just that he was accused of attacking a photographer after they were leaving a movie, he and his girlfriend, Selena. And then today he took off to Norway to perform in what he calls a secret concert.
I heard the paparazzi was blocking his car and he couldn't move. Yeah. And that's what started the whole thing.
They blocked it on purpose, staged, PR. Let's give him a little tough guy image and then have him leave town. I'm telling you.
Charlize Theron says she doesn't mind being filmed naked long as it's from the side. I saw the previews for that movie, Snow White and the Huntsman, and she walks into this pit of this goo stuff.
As far as I know, boobs aren't placed on your side.
She's like this. She has her hands like crossed over her chest, you can't see anything.
Well, side boobies.
Except the side.
Yeah, side boobs is okay.
The rules that she told them was no filming from the front or back.
Oh,
that's the best part.
Yeah, what the heck?
Things seem to be heating up between Madonna and Lady Gaga. Madonna wasn't really happy with Gaga's hit song Born This Way because it sounds pretty much just like Express Yourself from 1989.
It really does.
Yeah, it does.
She does have a point.
So now Madonna has made a new video for her upcoming tour, and in it she's singing Express Yourself. She goes right into Born This Way, and then at the end she sings She's Not Me. That's the song she
Wow, does that reek of jealousy or what?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to see those two go?
And wasn't Madonna, it was like Lady Gaga's idol and everything, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Looks like there's also some rivalry between Britney Spears and Jennifer Lopez. Sources say in order to join the X Factor as a judge, Britney had to make more than Lopez did for her first season of American Idol. J-Lo made $12 million, so I believe she's making $15 million, Britney. But now ratings are starting to fall at Idol, so it's not clear whether J-Lo is going to hang around or if they're going to pay her all the money she was making. But friends say if they offer her less than Britney's making, she'll probably turn down the job.
Let her walk.
Good grief.
Let her walk.
I know. At a recent concert, Beyonce told the crowd she's lost 60 pounds since giving birth to her baby in January.
She lost 60 pounds since giving birth to her 58-pound baby.
She says she worked extremely hard on the treadmill and ate a lot of lettuce. Smart Alex. Broadway revenues up 5.4% this past year. Over 12 million people paid $1,139,311,457.
I will never get it. I'll never get Broadway. I don't get Broadway.
At the movies, Men in Black 3 debuted at number one over the weekend with $55 million domestically. That was from Friday to Sunday. That didn't count Monday. That sent Avengers down to second place in its fourth week with $37 million. Oh. The Avengers is only the fourth film to top the $500 million mark domestically. Battleship was number three with $10.8 million. Birthdays, we'll start with the youngest first. Melanie Brown, she was Scary Spice. She's 37. Actress Lisa Welchel, she played Blair on The Facts of Life.
Oh, sure.
I never watched
it. Oh, yeah. She was the cute one, right?
Never
good,
saw it.
Yeah, the blonde.
Blair was, she was the blonde cutie.
She was the snob.
Yeah, she was like snobby, but she was
show
cute.
To me. I never watched.
She's 49. Melissa Etheridge is 51 and looking more like 71.
Oh, isn't that nice?
She does. She looks terrible.
Wow.
I don't know what she did. The photo I saw of her. Actor Rupert Everett is 53.
Who?
Rupert Everett. He's
that?
A British guy. He was in My Best Friend's Wedding and Ideal Husband, Next Best Thing. He's the
Why
voice.
Do those chick flicks always have to have a British guy in them?
Yeah. Named Rupert.
A Hugh Grant or something.
He's always like the best friend.
Yeah, they're always a British pal.
He's gay, right? Isn't
I don't know. He played a gay guy in a movie.
I think he...
I get him kind of confused with the other... I can't think of his name, so never mind. Annette Bening is 54. I think she looks a little older, too.
Yeah,
sorry,
she aged pretty quick.
Actor Ted Levine, he played Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in the TV series Monk. He's 55.
Now, who the heck ever saw or paid any attention to him in Silence of the Lambs or watched Monk?
Buffalo Bill?
I've never heard one person say, hey, did you see Monk last night?
Oh, well, that character was pretty creepy.
I wouldn't know him if I saw him.
Do you like me? Would you do me?
What was he making? A skin
outfit? Lamp shades or
something. Yeah. LaToya Jackson is 56. Composer Danny Elfman, who seems to write songs for almost every movie that's out right now, is 59.
LaToya's 56?
Her sister Rebe is 62.
Wow, I thought she was younger than Michael.
Nope. And actor Anthony Geary, do you know who he is?
No.
Hang on, I know that name. Anthony
Geary. I know you do. General Hospital.
Okay.
Luke and Laura.
Yeah, yeah.
He was Luke. He played Luke Spencer from 1978 to 1984, and then from 1993 until now, he's been the same guy. He's 65.
Is that still, General Hospital still on?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
And finally, actor Kevin Conway, who was in Gods and Generals, is 70. And that is the Wood Report.
Whew! I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
From all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you very much.
Anybody could have predicted this coming with Justin Bieber. He's 18?
Yes, I think
so. He looks 10. Not a hair on his face. The guy couldn't grow three hairs on his face if you smeared Miracle-Gro in it.
And he's doing that saggy pant thing.
Yeah,
it's pathetic.
Yeah. So his handlers said, all right, Justin, time to man up. We need to get you in a fight or something.
Start hanging out with
him. He needs to go to jail, arrested and released. He needs to put on some fake facial hair or, I don't know, get a motorcycle or whatever. to make him look like more of a man. Because if I were Justin Bieber and I were 18 and I looked in the mirror, I'd go, oh, crap, why do I look like a 9-year-old? I mean, really? And the fact that the people screaming, you look out and they're all girls that are 10, I'm 18. You know, when I was 18, you know how I wanted to look at me? Some 24-year-old girl. That's
he's got Selena Gomez, though. She's a
Does
he?
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's very cute.
Well, then he's doing okay. Ballast Dental Care is where I go to the dentist, and it's where I've gone for 39 years. Let me see, 73. Yeah, 39 years. This year marks the 39th year. And I know that Tina has made more trips there than she cares to even talk about, because Tina has a whole history of, this goes back, it's some genetic stuff, but she's getting there. You were there, you were just had something done, what, this
Friday?
Morning?
I was there
Friday.
This morning was another day.
She's making progress. There's a lot of work in progress, but it's coming to an end, we hope. And I like the emails that I get from people who, you know, when they say things like, I hid my smile for 15 years, I put my hand over my mouth, and I don't have to do that anymore. Obviously, when people are in pain, they're going to go to a dentist. You have no choice. You're tremendous. I have not had a toothache. I remember what that felt like as a kid, to have a toothache. And I remember that horrible word I used to hear. And this is a bad word. This is one of those words that's the perfect word for what it is. Abscess.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, you've got an abscess tooth. Oh, man, that just
you think of
bad.
Like a cesspool of just
cess. It's just that part of the word. Ab, not so bad. He's got great abs, but cess ruins it.
Well, success, but that's maybe when's that joke?
Why did you do that?
Oh, well, that's a good. That's one. That's one form
that's
of cess.
That's the only word with cess in it. That's a good word.
Yes.
Success. That's
it doesn't
okay.
suck.
And you're right. I know the joke. It's a good joke. But if you have a toothache, you're gonna head for a dentist, and it shouldn't take that to get you into a dentist's office. And I know why those of you who don't go. I know why you don't go. The number one, two reasons. One, money. I don't have any insurance. I don't have any money. The other one is fear, and the fear is really the number one reason. Because in your life, you somehow manage, we all do, to find a way to pay for the things that are really important, things that have to be done. You know, I guarantee you, when an emergency pops up, or you've got this horrible, you're screaming in pain with a toothache, you'll get into a dentist's office, then you'll worry about the paying for it somehow later. You'll figure it all out. By the time you wait now it's not only more extensive, the work, but it's also more expensive. So let's just get on the right track, get into Ballast Dental Care. They'll take great care of you. They have seen your kind before. They've seen cases worse than yours. So don't be embarrassed. There's no reason to be embarrassed. There's no reason to worry about pain either. You know, I can't legally say completely pain-free, because not everything is completely pain-free. If you pull one little hair, tug at it on your arm, you just barely feel it, ooh, that's a little bit of pain. I've never experienced any pain there. They have sedation dentistry for the extreme cases. They're licensed to practice sedation dentistry and have for quite a while. I'm telling you, you'll join the thousands, hundreds, whatever it is, of other people who say, thank goodness I finally found a place I'm not afraid to go to. Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we're flying over the Chain of Rocks Bridge now. Only the left lane is open. Bridge inspection is going on right now, and we've got traffic backed up right at 203. Downtown, westbound 5570 is slowing a little bit west of 4th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound, traffic on Highway 40 is backed up to Jefferson. Once you get over the bridge, a little bit slow as you make your way towards Highway 64. It's on westbound 40, you're a little heavy between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. A little slow again up at the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ernie Patty Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dalrymple. This evening, we'll follow the life of a typical American family living the high life in St. Louis, while the family's teenage son backs the family sedan out of the garage.
Oops.
The lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Petty Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Go to ErniePettyCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your repairs online. Open Saturday from 9 till 1, Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for collision and mechanical repairs. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefpizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
How much time does it take each day to keep your skin looking beautiful? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 10 minutes? What if the best answer was to sleep on it? Announcing a unique breakthrough in skin science that can help reduce the signs of aging and the time you spend on your morning beauty routine while you sleep. It's called the Goodnight Duo. Two doctor-formulated products that work together to enhance your skin's nighttime restorative cycle, visibly reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leaving you with younger-looking skin. Call now to try it risk-free. 1-800-400-3181. Developed by Dr. Aaron Tabor, this unique duo is the complete skin rejuvenator, nourishing and restoring inside and out while you're fast asleep. The Good Night Duo, formulated following the highest safe beauty standards, is in limited supply. Get your risk-free trial of the Good Night Duo now by calling 1-800-400-3181. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-400-3181. That's 1-800-400-3181.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Milagro Modern Mexican, located in Old Webster Groves, offers chef-inspired Mexican food, which has earned them numerous awards as St. Louis's best Mexican restaurant. With traditional Mexican fare in a contemporary setting that's casual and family-friendly, they have great happy hour specials, amazing margaritas, local craft beer, and the best tequila selection in St. Louis. Milagro is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, and now open for Sunday brunch. To view their menus or to make a reservation, visit them online at milagromodernmexican.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They are just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobile One Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes. Guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Hit the B square.
Tuesday. I watched over the weekend one. No, I take it back. We rented two movies. One was Woman in Black with the Harry Potter, the Daniel Radcliffe.
That was the one that we talked about last week.
Terrible. Stupid. And then I think it was called Contraband with Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he had been a bad guy and then he became a good guy and then he had to help the other guy by being a bad guy.
I liked it. I liked it. But there's more that just came out today in music, in movies, and we have the guy who has it all. His name is Joe Hipperson, and he is brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Center. Stop in, take a look around. They got some great products with the Oric name on them. Here he is, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm doing okay. You see, I do remember last week recommending The Woman in Black.
And I got it, and I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, it was stupid.
It was stupid?
Yeah. It's one of those ghost things where, I don't know.
It was a slow-burning story.
Yeah, a woman lost her son, so she makes sure that in death that everybody else's kid gets killed. And, that's stupid.
Let me ask you this, though. As far as the kid, the Harry Potter kid, all right, Daniel Radcliffe, do you think he held his own in this? Okay.
No, I didn't like him in this movie at all.
You know, if we ever really decided to nurture it in Tula, the two of us could be like a Siskel and Ebert kind of thing. Because we're really night and day when it comes to stuff like that. Because I thought Contraband was way too formulaic, extremely, you know, just paint by numbers.
Right. It was.
Honestly. And even the film's trailers give away everything that's going to happen with the love interest from Mark Wahlberg, where it's all going to go down. I thought.
Well, part of it is I just like, I like Mark Wahlberg. I like his acting. I like, he seems to me to be a guy in real life you do not want to mess with.
Right, but I'm kind of worried about his new movie this summer called Ted, where his friend is a teddy bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please say that's not true.
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah. Mark. Seth MacFarlane, the guy who does Family Guy, does most of the voices.
The voice,
He's doing the voice of a teddy bear that has actually lived the entire life of Mark Wahlberg's character. Neither one of them ever really grew up. You know where I'm going with this? So as Mark Wahlberg matured, sort of the bear, which means you've now got posters of a bear standing at a John holding a beer bottle, right? And kids are seeing that thinking, oh, this could be hilarious. It's so not.
I mean, it's not a comedy.
Or it is a comedy. Oh, it's
just not funny.
A gross out, super X. Wow, that's, see,
that's
type
not
thing.
The Mark Wahlberg.
I know. I don't know why he would do something like that.
Cash.
Hey, back to Daniel Radcliffe for a second. His co-star in Harry Potter, Emma Watson.
Yes.
What is that movie that she's getting ready to do where she's dressing real sluttily?
Bling, bling.
That's the one that's Coppola's, right? Sophia Coppola's movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's about the group of kids that start stealing stuff from the
rich. I've seen pictures
movie
of her on set. Very, very nice.
Scandalous.
She's grown up. Yeah. She's grown up quite well.
Those tattoos are not real.
She started growing up towards the end of the Harry Potter thing, and you gotta check yourself because you're like, wait. Just the other day, I'm watching her. She's 11 years old. Now I know that she's, you know, early 20s, but still, it's just sick and wrong. You know, I mean, it's like those guys that had websites waiting for the Olsen twins to turn 18. Just gross, man. You can go on TV and you can see John Stamos changing their diapers, and there's guys out there just waiting for them to hit 18. That's just wrong, man. It's just so wrong. So I thought The Woman in Black was okay. Frank didn't like it. I still think it's for decent PG-13 creepy kind of movie. That's, you know, all I'll say about that. Hey, Mark Wahlberg, We Own the Night with Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, man.
Robert Duvall.
Oh, yeah.
Eva Mendes.
No.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Good stuff.
Well, look, The Fighter. Come on. the greatest, probably, of all.
Of all of his
everything
movies?
He's ever done.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I see. I think he did dip for a while in areas, you know, the Planet of the Apes. And, well, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's sounds...
trying his best to get away from the underwear ads and whatnot. I think once he did The Departed, it was a game changer. Once he did The Departed, it was all good.
What did he go to prison for?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes. He did prison time.
What
really? For?
I don't know about that.
I know what I'm talking about. He was in prison for armed robbery or car theft or something, but he did time.
No wow. kidding.
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Yeah. Hey, Piana, pull it up.
All right, great. So I got a couple of music releases for you might be interested in. The Scissor Sisters have an album out called Magic Hour. You might want to pick that up. Kenny Loggins, if you can name, I think, more than two songs by Kenny Loggins, I'd be impressed. He's got a greatest hits, so I'm trying to find out.
I'm all right, Caddyshack, House of Blue Corner.
Me.
And yeah. Didn't he do The Heat Is On? He did The Heat
no,
Is
no,
On.
No, no, no. That who? Was...
that was good. Henley. Or Glenn Frey, Glenn Frey or Don Henley.
Okay.
One of those two.
No. He did Highway to the Danger Zone. Highway to the Danger Zone was Kenny Loggins, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So outside of that, what else would be on the greatest hits of
House
Kenny
of
Loggins?
Boo Corner.
Danger Zone. Did
he, was that Top Gun? Danger
yeah.
Zone?
Caddyshack. Yeah.
That's it. That's all I can name.
All those I could two. Think of was Caddyshack and then one right. from the 80s. And right. outside of that, well, maybe you could think of more if you want to find more.
I'm
you could pick
right.
up the very best of Kenny Loggins.
Ugh.
What?
No, here we go. 16, Mark Wahlberg. He was charged with attempted murder.
Wow.
Spent 2 years in jail at Boston's Deer Island House of Correction.
There you go, buddy.
Which he served 45 days.
Of the 2 years.
For attempted murder?
Man.
Wow.
Well, he was 16, so maybe it was
like a juvenile
care.
Kind of thing?
I don't yeah. care. He's capable of being a bad guy. I watch him, and I think, I wouldn't fight this guy.
Ever. I wouldn't mess with him, no. I mean, come on. The guy's just, he's ripped. It's like awkward. It's like they're fluffy, but they're
attempted murder is the same as murder. You just didn't complete it.
Right.
Something got in the way, and you got
if
foiled.
That thing wouldn't have stopped you, you
would
have killed the person.
Him. Exactly.
Right.
So an attempted murderer, to me, is a murderer.
Yeah, he was high on PCP at the time, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, he had some rough times as a youngster.
So that's probably how I got all the street credibility to do the music.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah,
right?
yeah CNC.
Okay. All right, well, on the music end as well, if you're an Elvis Presley fan, a couple of really cool things dropped today. They are the Sessions, okay? So if you're a fan of Elvis Presley, some of his movies, you've got things like Flaming Star, Kid Galahad. They're taking the Sessions of Elvis recording these songs. They've gotten to this point now where you've already got the album available, but now you get a new album of him flubbing up, him messing up, him, you know, not missing the mark, taking alternate versions here and there. So
I actually really enjoy that.
It's cool when they let you hear.
Satellite radio
him
has
go
an Elvis channel. It's all Elvis. Mm-hmm. And they do some of those sessions. And I enjoy hearing, you know, Sinatra or whoever it is messing up and going, oh, man, I'll say that over again, man. I flubbed it up pretty bad.
You hear that little beep? Like, you hear that little beep noise? All right, back on track, too. And then they start again. You're like, oh, wow, that's really cool. It's like a special feature for a song. So if you're an Elvis fan, you've got that. You've also had an alternate version of the entire soundtrack to Jailhouse Rock, including a couple of remixes, a couple of areas where they tried some experimentation in the studio. First time ever certain tracks offered in stereo versus mono. So if you're an Elvis fan, there's a little bit of cool collector things you might want to check out. On the DVD, and it is Slim Pickens. Is it Pickens or Pickens?
Pickens.
Slim Pickens
yeah.
today? Okay. I try sometimes. So Slim Pickens today on the DVD, and there is a movie called Memorial Day. Yesterday was Memorial Day. They should have dropped it then. Instead, they dropped it now. James Cromwell is really the only star that you'll recognize in this. Interesting Desert Storm war story told from the point of view of two different generations, one older, one younger, both involved in the same conflict. Very, very interesting movie, but not one with any budget or backing, so you're probably going to have to Redbox that one. Don't recommend buying it. Royal Pains, Season 3, Volume 2, in case that's your thing. Rookie Blues, Season 2. True Blood. Does anybody care about True Blood or the vampire thing anymore?
My wife.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She loves it.
All right, well, she'll get excited today because Season 4 of True Blood is finally available to buy on DVD. Really creepy movie called Gone available if you want to get scared, but it is not as good as The Woman in Black, so Frank, you'll absolutely hate it.
Okay.
So put that out there. Also, there's a movie called Man on a Ledge about a man on a ledge. It's I'm dead serious.
It's like Phone Booth?
Yes, it's very much like Phone Booth. There's a guy on a ledge trying to scream, wait a minute, that crime you say I committed, it wasn't me. I swear I'm innocent, and all these people of New York, please believe me. While his buddies are taking advantage of the distraction to rip off the guy, accusing him of doing the crime that he's now doing secretly with his friend's help. And really,
I'm out.
No, no, it's complex. It's out there. Ed Harris is the bad guy. You forget, Ed Harris, decent actor.
Yeah.
He can play a really good bad guy.
Oh,
so,
yeah, he can.
You definitely got that. You've got a movie called Goon starring Sean William Scott, the guy you know as Stifler.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting movie, very much in the vein of Slapshot. This is a very, very funny hockey movie. But if you don't find hockey interesting, you'll absolutely hate it. And last but not least, there's an actress, Frank, that I can't stand, and I know it's superficial. I think she's the ugliest human being known to any person that gaze ever. Tilda Swinton, okay? I don't know if it's that she's ugly.
I can't picture
her. Or so very pale. She's very tall.
Yes.
The one that just looks...
In George Clooney movies.
She is ugly. Yes. Yeah. It could be... And if you put makeup... And I've seen makeup on her, it just looks wrong. It's like it's like a kid took a crayon to a mannequin's head if she puts makeup on. It's just wrong. It doesn't look
right.
No,
I know. Yeah, you're right.
She's in a very weird, dark movie today called We Need to Talk About Kevin. Now, the movie is all about her and her husband trying to adopt, trying to conceive, trying to get a kid. Well, they finally get a kid. But the kid's a little bit whacked out. Kid's a little bit dark, a little bit brooding.
I think I saw this.
And the whole idea is, hey, we need to talk. No, no, we're not going to talk. He's fine. There's something wrong with our son. We waited so long. Well, there is something wrong with the kid. The kid's just nuts and crazy. So it's scary. Couple of thrills, couple of spills. I think it's definitely worth renting. Nothing really worth buying today unless you're an Elvis fan. Get the collectible stuff. Either way, I'm out. But I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. I might go after that, Elvis. I like that. I watched the Sinatra session on a YouTube video of him in a recording session. And people, I think that these people just go in, sing, and leave. And he stopped that orchestra, and he heard something from an instrument that wasn't. He wanted it changed. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, these people really are gifted and talented. I think the Elvis thing would be... Well, good morning, in the college. Oh, wait a minute, I'm going to set up.
I mean,
can we start that over? I'm going to say it that way. I'm going to sing something else. All right, on the way, Bill Cleveland, who I understand has a new dog. Is that right? Is it a new dog?
Yes.
What kind of dog?
Looks like a little Shih Tzu or something.
Yeah.
Can you edit out the first half of the word?
Yeah,
because we don't allow that talk. Maybe he'll tell us a little bit about that, depending on how much time we have. I have to tell you about American Equity Mortgage and what they do. Part of what they do is in their name, mortgage. So if you buy a house, you get a mortgage, they'll help you with that. You already have a house, you already have a mortgage. Ah, this is where they really shine, because they snap people back to the reality of how stupid it is to borrow money and pay high interest on that money that you borrow when you don't need to if you have equity in your house. Biggest culprit, credit card companies. Ridiculous interest that you're paying when you pay minimum payments. Interest rates are... They dropped again like a week and a half ago. Another tenth of a percent or whatever. It doesn't matter. Literally, rates in the threes and up, and even up is low. And that, of course, depending on your credit rating. Why don't you let them help you get out of some of this debt? With a bill consolidation loan or home equity loan, at least convert it into smart debt, where you're not just throwing money away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we have heavy traffic on westbound 70 from about Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. We're coming up on the Boone Bridge now. It looks like we're stacking up as you approach Chesterfield Airport Road up to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 slow from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. They're doing that bridge inspection work on the Jade of Rocks Bridge. That had traffic jammed pretty solid. It was bumper to bumper from 203 to the Jade of Rocks Bridge. And the traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Are you a man concerned with your prostate health? Is it beginning to affect your sleep at night? Your partner's sleep?
Every time he would get up, I would get up. Then when he tried Super Beta, I was able to sleep all night, get restful, get up in the morning, be wide awake, and ready to go.
Super Beta Prostate, our best-selling supplement to support prostate health, is made with an all-natural ingredient, clinically shown to support healthy urine flow and reduce the urge to wake at night. And right now, we want to send you a free bottle. Just call 1-800-700-4889. All you pay is shipping and handling.
Now I sleep through the night. I was so happy that I wasn't disturbing my wife any longer that she started treating me better, actually. So thank you, Super Beta Prostate. You've made a tremendous difference in my life and my wife's life.
Again, for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, just call 1-800-700-4889. That's 1-800-700-4889. 1-800-700-4889.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevland.
Hey! Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hello, Bill.
How's it going?
Great.
We hear you have a chick magnet now.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly I've lost my mind. I got a dog. I don't know.
What kind of dog?
He's a, as Tina said, I don't want to say it on the air.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That means he stole it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Amanda Knox, she's the college student who was accused of murdering her roommate while studying in Italy, has made Maxim magazine's Hot 100 list.
Yeah. Wow.
Apparently, she has a killer body. You know
what I mean? Oh, I get it. That's a good one.
And a new study says San Francisco has the best city park system in the United States. In fact, it's recommended by 9 out of 10 homeless people.
Oh, man.
Wow. It's now reported that Air Force One now costs $179,750 per hour. That seems like a lot of money to watch an old Harrison Ford movie, isn't that?
Yeah, sure does.
It's pretty expensive. And finally, I got the dog writing jokes for me now.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
My explanation. Well, the author of a new book claims that in his high school yearbook, a young Barack Obama thanked his marijuana dealer. Not to be outdone, Mitt Romney thanks the guy who delivered the family's caviar, and here's your book.
Well, don't, if you hadn't stumbled.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I hadn't stumbled. What's the dog's name?
His name is Odie.
Odie, that's a good name.
All right. The Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Don't go away, folks. 5 o'clock, Big 550.